There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Fall is here. Brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hey, welcome to another special edition of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. These are summer little mini treats we're putting out for our fans out there who don't want to be abandoned for the entire summer and they want to hear our soothing, calming voices. In my case, a reedy, irritating, twangy, desperate siren going out into the night. We just thought we would make a couple of episodes where we just sort of chill, hang together, no guest, just myself, Sonam Obsessi, and Matt Gourley, and talk about summer. Sona, what's wrong? Why are you laughing?
I don't know. When you're like, oh, we'll just chill. I've never seen you, like, just chill.
Well, why don't you? People don't know what you're talking about. Do you think I'm someone who's incapable of chilling?
Yes, absolutely. Don't you? Do you chill? When was the last time you chilled?
I want to say Jimmy Carter was president. It was late in his administration, and I think I accidentally chilled.
Accidentally.
I'm not. Accidentally. It was an accident. I realized afterwards that I had chilled for a few moments. I think Skylab was falling, and I decided it's over, and then I chilled. That's a cool reference, by the way, kids. Look it up. Skylab.
Oh, okay.
Sona, why don't you tell people, because summer is a time when you're supposed to chill, and they don't know me. And listen, I'm not the best judge of who I am. You have a pretty good, you see me every day. When you say I can't chill, what do you mean?
You have an inability to just like lay back and just relax and just like take it easy and chill, you know? You are very intense, and I think you make the people around you a little intense. Like, even though you just said we could chill, a part of me is like, can I though? Or what's coming? What's going to happen?
We should try to get you to chill.
Yeah, you should chill.
You know, what's interesting is people have suggested that I try various things that might help one chill.
Edibles.
I've never done an edible, I don't think.
I think you'd get fiercely paranoid.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I've never, I don't take drugs. Just, I grew up. Of course, my dad, a doctor, thinking I can't put anything in my mouth that hasn't been verified by a doctor. So that was me at 4 years old. Excuse me, what's in this formula? Pardon me, has this been tested? Has this milk been properly homogenized? Please, Conan, you're in preschool. Describe the homogenization process to me. I need to understand it completely.
I take it back. You're super chill.
I'm super chill. And I have tried pot a couple of times, and it did absolutely nothing for me. It did nothing for me.
You got to give it maybe more than twice. It takes a little. You got to prime the pump a little.
You know, guys know that I am someone who like coffee has no effect on me. I think you've seen this, Sona, right? I will drink 9 cups of the strongest coffee and then be like, I got to go to bed now. You know,
is that because you're already at a certain level? And
that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm already at that level. I've been hit with rhino darts, you know, darts that are used to sedate a rhino.
Yeah.
I've been hit with like 9 of those and nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Have you considered morphine?
How would I get morphine? I should try morphine.
You always talk about how much you love propofol. And I think you love it because it's the only time you get to just chill.
Oh, that's yeah. it. Yeah.
It's true. It is the most chill I've ever been is when I've had a colonoscopy and they gave me that drug propofol.
You're most at ease with yourself. You're your truest self.
Yeah, I was on tour. And, you know, again, I'm super square and I was super intense. We were on a tour bus going around the country. This is like 10 years ago. And we're going all, you remember this, Sona?
Yeah.
And I was on a tour bus and I couldn't sleep. And I would do these 2-hour shows, sweat through my clothes. And then I would come off stage and we'd get on the tour bus and everyone else would go to sleep. They would just pass out. Because the tour bus had these, you know, sort of bunk beds. And I would lie in my bed, dig, 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 just my heart going. And then I would get up and I would sit in the front of the bus with the bus, the guy who was driving the bus, and talk to that person for a while. And then wander up and down the aisles, jealous that everyone else was asleep. I could never sleep. And then I said to the guy who was the tour manager, who was a great guy, Gus Brandt, who's gone out with the Foo Fighters and all these. And I was totally kidding, but I said to him, Gus, I can't sleep. I need propofol. I need a lot of propofol. I need a big tank of it. And I need a doctor who's not good at administering it. I actually went that far. And I'll never forget. I just thought Gus would laugh and go like, yep, next stop, we're getting you propofol. And Gus looked at me square in the eye and went, I'm not getting you. I don't get people drugs. I'm not getting you drugs. He thought I was serious. So what happens in that situation is I have to double down. So I said, you're not listening to me, man. I want a giant tank of propofol, the same drug that killed Michael Jackson. And I want a doctor who's, I don't care if the doctor's licensed or not and knows the right dosages, but I want a lot of it. And then I want to be left alone and unmonitored. Do you understand? Do you understand me? And he looked at me and he went, absolutely not. I'm not getting you propofol and we're not getting a doctor. And then I said, Jesus, when is he gonna? So I doubled down again. I went, look, this is what I want. And this is what I need. I need propofol, a giant tank, the same drug that when not used properly kills people. I want a lot of it. I don't care who administers it. In fact, I'd prefer if they weren't licensed because I don't want this coming back to bite me in the ass. And I need a hooker. And he was like, no, I don't do drugs and I don't get women for people. And I went, listen, I just kept adding more and more. And he never cracked. And to this day, I think he's telling people, oh, yeah, I went on the road yeah. with, man, I've been out with the Foo Fighters. I've been out with Blink 187. I've been out what? With, you know, whatever. He's been out with all the, I've been with this. But Conan O'Brien, man, he was screaming, I need prostitutes and I need massive quantities of propofol. And he'll go to his grave thinking that I really wanted it.
Blink who?
Blink 187. Okay. What? Did I get Nothing. That wrong? What are you laughing about?
You got it wrong.
What is it?
Blink 182.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there's another band that's five clicks better. That's Blink 187. You would be so great if there was a band that just called themselves Blink 187. First of all, Blink 182, I know those guys. They've been on the show a bunch of times. Good guys. And I just thought I'd add a few numbers, mm-hmm. you know? I'd boost them up a little bit.
Price is right it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I Price is right it.
Right.
But anyway, I love your little trick there. What was that, Conan? Gorley's like, what's that?
Can I tell you, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, you didn't notice, but I love Gorley. Gorley was like the cat that did Canary. Excuse me? What'd you say? What? What did I say? What? Say it again. Say the name of the band again.
Yeah.
Blink what? Blink 187. And then you were like, got him.
Yeah, you walked right into my trap.
That was so sad. That was so sad. What's that, Conan? What's that? Yeah, I just said blink what? Just say the number again. Say it again, one more time. Did I say it wrong? No. Just say it again. 187. Ah. 187? 187, you say? Guess what, my friend? Subtract 5. And what do you arrive at? You arrive at the correct name, 182. You said 187. Yes, you did. Then you jump up and down like Rumpelstiltskin. I got him.
Conan.
And all of the weird stringed instruments behind you fall off the wall and crash on top of you. Yes?
You are pretty chill.
If you came here for some chill content, you're in the right place.
I picture people putting their earbuds in. They get in one of those tires and they get themselves a culotta.
What's a culotta?
I know. What are you talking?
You mean like a michelada?
I don't know. What do people drink in summer when they're calming down?
Like lemonade?
Okay, I guess. But it's got like some alcohol in it.
A Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, you got a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was weird.
I should have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. On the way in today, Sona, I was thinking about just how much has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we were all dancing the jitterbug and the watusi.
Okay.
And then you grow up now and there's mosh pits and everything's gone cuckoo. There's this new thing called rap. I don't know what's happening anymore. But guess what? In a world full of change, there's one thing that hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
The great taste of Miller Lite. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And you know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling.
Yeah.
I hate a filling beer. When I have a filling beer, I just want to sit down in a beanbag chair for 6 days, but not with Miller Lite. So what's the best thing about the original light beer?
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1975, the big debate in America was what's more important, that it
It's less filling Miller Lite, or it tastes great.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we all realized it's both.
Okay.
It's less filling and it tastes great.
Yeah, all right. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Yeah.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Come on, if most people are being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, especially if you're in a, what I like to call B2B.
Oh,
you know?
What is that?
I'll explain.
Okay.
That's a business doing business with other businesses. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call it B2B. It's a little thing. It's also, it's a boy band I'm working on. Anyway, fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company because they're LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has over, this is the fun part to say, 1 billion members.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's not. That's more people than are on Earth because there are people on the moon using it and Saturn. That's over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers. God, I'd like to meet a decision maker. Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Man, you can reach the right people for your, I'm going to say it again, B2B business with LinkedIn ads.
Yeah.
Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
Hmm.
There you go. Just go to LinkedIn.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. The idea of this, these summer mini podcasts, you can put this anywhere you want, and I'll tell you where to put it, are that you put your earbuds in and you get in a tire and you just float down river while you're drinking a cold one, a brewski, if you will. You listen to our soothing voices and you just chill. That's what this idea is.
I think this
mission
is going to
accomplished.
Yeah, this is going to have the opposite effect of whatever you're going
well,
for.
Well, I'm sorry. I think I was telling a fun story, and then my producer, who I trust, was like, what did you say? Did you say 187? Say it one more time. Got him.
It did feel good. It felt good. Worth the chiding, yeah.
I can't wait to see the Variety headline. O'Brien misnames Blink 182. Adds 5 in major gaffe. Anyway, these are fun, relaxing summer stories. I hope. From a man who can't chill.
How can we get you to
genetically
chill?
Incapable.
I know, what do we do?
Well, for one thing, just sit back in your chair. You're so in the camera right now.
Yeah.
Well, you know why I can't sit back in this chair?
Well, there's part of your problem right there.
No, yeah, you need a back.
It is.
I got a reclining chair.
Yeah, me too.
So does Sona.
Yeah. Well, this is the only stool I have. It's the one that I use when I mess around on a guitar. And it has no back to it. And so maybe that's another way. Maybe there's some part of me that didn't think I deserved to have a back to my stool.
Oh.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So there's that kind of, I need to wear a hair shirt. I'm very punitive towards myself. Sona, you've seen that, right? I'm very, like when I take my makeup off or do anything, I do it like I'm punishing myself.
Everything you do with anger and resentment towards yourself. Is that harsh? I didn't mean it to be harsh. It was an observation.
Let's practice some self-love.
Come yeah. On. Why don't you just chill out, bro? Come on. It's the summer.
You know what? I've never been able to, but Sona, when you just right now said, why don't you just chill out, bro? You got me to that place.
That did it. That did it.
I don't know how you did it.
Come on, Brocephus.
The most powerful drugs in the world won't work. But you just saying, hey, man, just chill.
Cool.
Absolutely
cool.
Did it.
Cool.
So I got
did
that.
It.
I'm there. Well, I hope, I hope that this is a calming balm, if you will, this podcast. I hope that people are listening to it and I hope they're enjoying their summer because it's been quite a stressful couple of months. And now here we are, and I hope people can get to that place, you know?
Oh, that's good. Keep going.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All is fine in cherry wine.
Ugh. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's just weird poetry there.
Yeah.
You don't need to do poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do more like that. Just be like, yeah.
Conan O'Brien here.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
With a very chill summer episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
That's it.
I like myself.
Hey.
I like my friends, Sona and Gorley.
Cool, cool, cool. Nice. Cool, 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 cool.
Late night AM DJ.
Yes.
No, I just enjoying the listening to my summer tunes, the warm air. Just, I don't know, take off my shoes, just stick them in the pool. Just calm down.
Wait, stick your shoes in the pool?
Yeah, well, you don't go in the pool. You put your shoes in the pool.
Yeah, what happened?
No, I wasn't clear. I took my shoes off, and I meant put your feet in the pool. Did I say put your shoes in the pool?
Yeah, you said take your shoes off.
Okay, now I'm
put
getting
them
irritated.
In the pool. Okay, no. Sorry, go back.
Okay. No. Now I'm irritated. No, I think it's implied when you take your shoes off that you put your feet in the pool.
No.
And now I'm pissed. There's an implication that bare feet are going into the pool, not the shoes. So it's an implication. I'm trusting people to bridge that. And now my heart rate is at 240. And I'm enraged. And I'm never going to be chill again. Because if I'm going to be chill, I need the cooperation of my chill chums. You're the chill chums. But instead, when you start going, wait a minute. Did you say Blink 182? Wait, where'd the shoes go? In the story, where'd the shoes go? If you're going to do that, how am I going to be chill?
You were setting like a picture. You were describing it. And then you said, take your shoes off. Put them in the pool. And so we just needed clarification. So that's all.
It sounds sometimes like you are artificial intelligence who's trying to sound like a human. Are you a human?
I will admit that I'm gifted with various abilities that probably make me seem superhuman.
That's not where I was going.
Yeah. Sona, I have to say, and Sona, and this is a compliment, Sona, I've never seen anybody who's so able to chill.
Yeah.
You are the chillest person I know.
I'm the chill queen.
In fact, yeah, you are chill at work. You are chill when you're not supposed to be chill.
Uh-huh.
You're queen of the chill chums.
Yeah.
You're queen of the chill chums here on Summer S'mores.
Hey, Conan O'Brien here. This is the, what are we calling it? The Summer S'mores. This is
Summer S'mores.
I don't, really? Do you think it's not?
Oh, we're sticking with that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Summer.
Too late. It's locked in.
It's summer,
grandfathered,
baby.
Grandfathered in. Can't change it.
It's Summer S'mores. I don't even like s'mores, I have to say.
I don't either.
Oh, Gorley, you don't like them either? I don't.
Who doesn't like s'mores? What's wrong with you two? Are you communists?
No, I don't like s'mores. I just think it's, I don't like big gooey things of marshmallow.
Oh.
I don't get it. And they feel too dry to me.
They're overrated. I don't like, they don't taste as good as they seem, like the whole collective whole of their parts doesn't work.
God.
Yeah. S'mores blow. S'mores are no good.
Lemon coolers all the way.
You two suck.
What?
Sorry. I will eat s'mores for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They are the shit.
Hey, Sona, you're actually kind of not very chill right now.
Yeah. This is the angriest I've ever seen you. Wait a minute. So I don't like it. I think a graham cracker. I would prefer I like a treat that has a graham cracker. Graham crackers sound like, I don't know. It's just like a Mennonite treat from the 1870s.
Yeah. S'mores is a very wholesome, almost like there's no sex in it.
What are you guys talking? You melt the marshmallow over fire. There's nothing sexier than that.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Hold it. But then again, the marshmallow often gets charred if you don't do it just right. And then there's bits of twig and ash.
What?
And then you smash it onto the most practical of the crackers, which is a graham cracker. That's the least sexy snack in the world is a graham cracker. They were actually, this is a true fact, in the 1700s and 1800s, they were used as shingles on most homes.
Okay.
And then they were repurposed as a cracker. you just take a bar of chocolate and slam it down and then put some goop on top of it. You're eating this thing that it doesn't taste as good as it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. Gourley, I'm with you. I agree with you 100%.
I feel like you two have never had s'mores and you're upset.
What are you talking about?
Because, well, you never went to camp.
I made them by myself in the backyard.
I went to camp. Yeah. And he, his parents told him he was going to camp when literally it was just the room next door.
That's true.
They just put some leaves in there and told him, did you enjoy camp?
They didn't even
I did,
that.
Father. I did, Mother. Camp was so exciting and exotic. And they'd say, we got your, remember to write us. And you'd write a letter. And then you'd just open the door and hand it to them.
Yeah.
And they'd say, we got your letter.
You know, honestly, that sounds pretty good.
I think your s'mores argument is going to be, I think people are going to be very angry at your take on s'mores.
Here's what I'm saying, and I do want to hear from the people out there. But if you agree with Gourley and I, and here's our argument, s'mores are not as good as they're supposed to be.
All three of those things are better, maybe. It just doesn't add up.
Yeah. I agree with you. I've never agreed with you more on anything. Mm. I've always been disappointed in s'mores. I've always thought, yeah, there's something that doesn't add up here. And yes, you're absolutely right.
Ugh. Well, now I don't feel right about this then.
Yeah. You and Conan are on the same side. So
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
that's my argument in favor of s'mores is Conan doesn't like it.
Okay. Well, you won me over.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm feeling pretty chill. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums.
Yes. Yes. I love this.
Yeah. This is the name of the miniseries now. And it's going to, this is so terrible. It's going to retroactively destroy our successful podcast.
I cannot wait for this to pop up on my phone and it says Summer S'mores and the Chill Chums.
It's Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums. Whatever. You're the, what am I telling you how to, this is your medium.
No, I don't
you
know what I'm doing.
Well, thank you for admitting it.
You're welcome.
All right. Everybody continue to chill, and I know I won't. I'm off in search of propofol and a doctor who doesn't know how to administer it. We'll see you next time. Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend with Sonam Ovsesian and Conan O'Brien as himself. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross at Team Coco and Colin Anderson and Chris Bannon at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. The show is engineered by Will Becton. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT. ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.